Good evening and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen message, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Shimai, the Ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren ben Moshe, and for Refuah Shleima of Gittel Bas Etel. Once again, apologies for last week. It seems there was some technical difficulty, and hopefully that won't happen again. As we sit and count just a few short days to Tisha B'Av, and the minds and the hearts of Klal Yisrael on many different levels are focused, or at least aware of Churban, the difficulties, the destruction, the golus, the length of the golus in which we find ourselves, and all of the suffering that has taken place during that golus, we search for some sense of meaning and chizuk in this whole period of mourning. And I thought that maybe for a few moments we would discuss the relationship, or maybe even to call it the opportunity, that the Churban and the Golus and the difficulties and challenges of our long and bitter Golus provide to inspire us with even a greater measure of bitochen, of trust in Hashem, which almost sounds counterintuitive. We're an interesting people. Every Shabbos morning, for hundreds, if not more years, don't know exactly when this piece was authored, we gather together in our shuls, in our Bote Knesset, and we say, Mimkoimecho Malkeinu Soifia Vesimloich Aleinu Ki Mechakim Anachnu Loch. From your place, our King, reveal yourself to us, appear, and reign over us, because Ki Mechakim Anachnu Loch, we are waiting for you to do so. We are waiting for you to do so, and therefore we ask of you to please appear to us and reign over us, because of the fact, by dint of the fact, by the merit of the fact that we are Mechakim Anachnu Loch. Now, just think about it. Here we are, close to 2,000 years in Golos, and we're still waiting. Mechakim Anachnu Loch. We say it, some sing it, all over the world, for generations, and we continue to say so. Ki Mechakim Anachnu Loch. Just as so many of our people over the millennia have literally given their lives with the words of Ani Mamin on the tip of their tongues. And this ability to hope, to remain hopeful, to continue waiting for so long and under such difficult circumstances is really something very unique about the Klal Yisrael, and really tells us something about the opportunity that the difficulties and the challenges of life provide to strengthen our sense of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think on a simple level that could be understood, because when things are rough and when we find the challenges beyond our capability to do anything about, the only thing we can do is turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who else could end this golus? What else could possibly take place to bring about the end of such a long and bitter golus other than the intervention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And it's almost as if we recognize that we have no choice. And the suffering, and the extent of the suffering, and sometimes the beyond belief of the extent of the suffering, it's so exaggerated that just reminds us that it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's from Him, and it focuses us to recognize that we have no choice but to turn to Him. But I think there's a much deeper message in Churban that can really provide us with the strength to have bitochon despite all of the difficulties of the golus in which we find ourselves. And that is as follows. Rashi says in Shir HaShirim that on the posuk Hosei b'yineich minegdi, which refers to the chosen telling the kala to turn her eyes away because when he sees the beauty of her eyes, he's afraid that he may become overwhelmed. And Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, in the first place, HaMikdosh, I allowed you the ultimate spiritual glory of the Oroin and the Kapiris and the Kruvim, and it caused me a Chibo Yisera Ad Shema Altembi. It caused me to love you beyond what I should have. Chibo Yisera, above and beyond what would have been appropriate love for you, and that led that you rebelled against me. You took it for granted. Maybe it pressurized you too much, whatever it may be, but the Chibo Yisera led to your rebellion. Therefore, in the second Beis HaMikdosh, Hashem says, I will not allow you to have the Orun, the Kapiris, and the Kruvim, so as not to see you in the ultimate spiritual glory, so that it shouldn't cause me a Chibo Yisera and cause you to rebel against me. Rashi tells us a message here that's beyond comprehension, something that's kaviyocho, we have no right to say it about Hashem, other than that Chazal wanted us to understand the extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael. That basically what he says is that I'm afraid in the second Beis HaMikdosh that if, in fact, I allow you to have the full spiritual glory, I won't be able to control my love. It will go beyond the appropriate measure, beyond my control. It'll cause me a Chibo Yisera, and that will cause you to rebel, and I can't allow that to happen again. That's the extent of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Klal Yisrael, and that's the extent of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Klal Yisrael after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The first bias was destroyed. Klal Yisrael was not worthy of the full Geula at that time. Bayis Sheni was not the full Geula, was not the full reinstatement of the glory of the previous bias. But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love was such that he was afraid that if we would have the Oron, the Kapiris, and the Kruvim, it would cause him a Chibur Yisera. But we also see something else. We see that behind this Golus that we suffer is really the prime cause, the behind-the-scenes cause, was the extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael. The Chibo Yisera is what caused us to rebel. We live in a world, in a context of Chibo Yisera. We live in a context, despite the suffering that we go through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is there for us. In fact, in Shir HaShirim, Shleim HaMelech teaches us that despite the fact that Hashem is behester ponim in the golus, seems hidden, he's mashgiach min achalonos, he's meitzitz min acharakim, he peeks through the windows, I guess the one-way window where you can only see in and you can't see him out, umeitzitz min acharakim, peeks through the crevices where he can see what's going on and we don't see him, and he's supervising and taking care of us. Rabbi Yankov Emden swears by his life in the Hakdomah to his Siddur that the miracles that have allowed for the survival of Klal Yisrael with the Torah throughout the long and bitter Golus are greater than the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us the ultimate love, the ultimate chesed, the ultimate hashgocha in Mitzrayim and on the Yam. And yet these miracles, our survival today, the fact that we're still alive, the fact that we're still alive and well, the fact that we're still observant of Torah mitzvahs, the fact that we constantly rejuvenate ourselves when the moment seems so dire, it seems that it's on the verge of total destruction, and we renew ourselves again just like the moon is mischadish every month, just as it seems to sliver away and disappear, all of a sudden If we see it the next day, it's again beginning to shine. And that's the history of Klal Yisrael. And that's the greatest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. So the Golus, with all of its suffering and all of its difficulties, can in reality provide the format, the background for a deeper sense of relationship and appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His love for us. And maybe it's from that the strength of this Kimechakim Anachnu Loch, we still await. Of course we still await, because we know, despite the intensity of the Golus, and maybe sometimes even because of it, we come to the realization that He's still there for us. He's still with us. He has not left us. There's a beautiful moshul that we find. I heard it from my father-in-law, Zichrono Livrocha, that we say in Kapitel Chof Gimel, David HaMelech is Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi, Hashem is my shepherd. And David HaMelech says, Shivtecho u'mishantecho heimo yinachamuni. Your whip and your cane are a source of consolation to me. We understand how a cane, mishantecho, you lean on it, that gives consolation. But what does he mean the whip is a source of consolation? How is the whip ever a source of nechoma? And he said, imagine a shepherd grazing his large flock, and there everyone is a very beautiful day, and they're running around, everything is fine. Towards the end of the day, the shepherd gathers in the whole flock, and he takes account, and he finds that there's one sheep, one lamb is missing. And he sets out to find this lamb, and it's starting to get dark. And the lamb, too, is starting to worry and cry, and it's getting dark, and the dangers of the night, and the shepherd is not there. And all of a sudden, the shepherd spots the lamb in the distance, and he takes that whip and cracks it on his back. And this lamb feels the ultimate nechama. The shepherd has not forgotten me. The shepherd is still there for me. The crack of the whip communicates to me that I'm here. I'm taking care of you. I have not let you down, and I will protect you. And maybe this is how the Golus, in a very painful way, but yet meaningful way, has had the ability to rejuvenate our batteries, rejuvenate our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and inspire us with endless measures of Ki Mechakim Anachnu Loch. Ani ma'amin be'emuna shleima b'bias ha-Moshiach. I believe with emuna shleima that the Mashiach will come. Af al pi sheyismamea, even though he tarries, im kol ze, achakelo b'chol yoyim sheyomoy. I wait for him every day that he should come. And the truth of the matter is that in the waiting for the Mashiach, we find a new dimension of bitochen, because we say in the Shmon Esrei, "Es tzemach David abducho meheros atzmiach." We ask that the roots, the plant of David HaMelech should once again blossom forth. The karnei torim bishuosecho, ki why lishuoscho kivinu kol hayoyim. We're awaiting the Yeshua of Hashem all day long. Not kol yom, not every day, but kol hayoyim. The Jew has the ability in Golus to wait for the coming of the Mashiach, to wait for the resolution of our pain and suffering, not only every year, not only every day, but kol hayoyim, all day long. That is the strength that we derive sometimes even from the difficulties of the Golus. And as the Pasuk tells us, that the Pasuk says, Es asher yoav Hashem yuchiach. Hashem reprimands those that he loves. It's only because of that chibo and that chibo yisera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such love for Klal Yisrael, that he took out his anger al eitzim v'avonim, destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh, but allows the Klal Yisroel to survive and to continue to survive and to continue to flourish to this very day. This should be and is a true source of inspiration to strengthen our bitochon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the schus of that bitochon, in the schus of that ki mechakim anachnu loch, may we be zeicha to see in our day Bikorev, the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, the Bias HaMoshiach, the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, Bimheiro B'Yomeinu.